Performance-enhancing drugs are nothing new in sports, of course. Remember the systematic state-ordered doping that characterized East Germany during the Cold War? You'd see it at the Olympics, shot putters with giant shoulders or female swimmers looking a little manly. East German athletes personified doping during that era, but it turns out the flow of performance-enhancing drugs didn't stop at the Berlin Wall. A report released this week suggests that doping was far more widespread in West Germany than was previously thought. Louise Osborne is a reporter with the Guardian newspaper based in Berlin. Louise, tell us what West Germany was doing.
Well, according to documents that were released yesterday, West Germany was backing the doping of its athletes as well. They were definitely backing research that was going towards doping of the athletes.
And was it for any specific sport or specific athletes?
No, it seems to have been widely across athletics generally. And there were soccer players who were also found to have slight traces of drugs in their system during the World Cup game in 1966.
Now, we're going to hear from an athlete who was affected by West Germany's program. Claudia Lepping was a sprinter from the former West Germany, a four-time national champion. She spoke to the BBC explaining that she was pressured to take performance-enhancing drugs, though she says it was all a bit haphazard.
The East Germans, they did it very precisely. They have a plan. They have an organization. They wrote it down like it's typical for German. But in the western part of Germany, they really tolerate. They let it flow.
That was Claudia Lepping. She competed for the former West Germany. She gets at, Louise, the difference between East Germany's system and what was happening in the West. Can you expound on that?
It seems that the West German government didn't want to be seen doing this, which is why I think that it wasn't really known about in such detail until now. I mean, reports were written on it previously, but nothing that's got this kind of reaction.
What was the reason being given for West Germany's program?
Well, I mean, some people had suspected that it might be in response to the East German program, but actually the researchers in the report said that this program was carried out in parallel to the East German program. I mean, they had competition in East Germany, but also their main competitors were really the US.
Is it likely that anyone will get punished for what the report reveals?
Well, the Interior Ministry has said that the aim of the report wasn't to really punish anyone or to expose individual circumstances, but more to take a look at the history of doping and also to look at how they could stop it happening in the future and things like that. So it seems unlikely at the moment.
So no one's going to get stripped of their medals because of this or anything like that?
I know that that has happened in the past few tournaments or so, but I'm not sure how far back that would go. I mean, obviously, some of the athletes may not even be alive anymore.
Louise Osborne is a reporter with the Guardian newspaper based in Berlin. She's been writing about a new report that details sports doping in West Germany. Louise, thank you for your time.
Thank you.